ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय अथ पञ्चदशोऽध्यायः श्रीभगवानुवाच उद्वमूलं मदशकम् अश्वतं प्रहुरव्ययम् चन्दंसि यस्य पर्णानि यस्तं वेदस वेदवित् आदश्चूर्वं प्रशितस्तशक गुणप्रविद्धाभिषायप्रभः आदश्च मूलानि अनुसन्ततानि कर्मानुबन्धीनि मनुष्यलोके न रूपमस्येह ततोपलभ्यते नन्थो न चाधीर्न च सम्प्रतिष्ठ अश्वतमेनं सुवरूढमूलम् असङ्गशस्त्रेण जुधेन चित्वा तदा पदं तत्परिमर्गितव्यं यस्मिन् गता न निवर्तन्ते भूयः तमेव चर्यं पुरुषं पर्ये यथा प्रवृत्ति प्रश्रितपुराणे निर्माणमोहाजितसङ्गदोष अध्यात्मनित्या विनिवृत्तकामाध्वन्देर्विमुक्तसुखदुःखसङ्गेर्गच्छन्ति मुधा पदमव्यं तत् न तद्वसायते सूर्यो न शशाङ्को न पावकः यत्कद्वा न निवर्तन्ते तद्धामा परमं मम ममेवंशो जीवलोके जीवभूता सनातनः मनसश्चाञ्जीञ्जियानि प्रकृतिष्ठानि कर्षति शरीरं यारवप्नोति यश्चापि उत्क्रमतिश्वरः गृहे त्वैतानि संयाति वायुर्गन्धानि वशयत् श्रोत्रं चक्षुस्पर्शनं च रसनं ग्रहणमेव च आदिश्चाय मनश्चायन् विषयान्नुपसेवते ऊर्क्रामन्थं स्थितं वापि भुञ्जनं वागुनन्वितन् विमूरनानुपश्यन्ति पश्यन्ति ज्ञानचक्षुषः यथान्तो योगिनश्चैनं पश्यन्त्यत्मवश्च तं यथान्तो कृतात्मानो नैनं पश्यन्ति चेतसः यारदित्यगतं तेजो जगद्वसायते किलं यच्चन्द्रमासि यच्चाग्नो तत्तेजो विरिमामकम् गामविश्यत भूतानि धारहमहमोजस पुष्णामि चोषधि सर्वसमभूत्वरसात्मकः अहं वैष्णवानुरो भूत्व प्राणिनं देहमश्रित प्राणपान समयुक्त पचानं चतुर्विदम् सर्वश्च चहं हृदि सन्निविष्ट मातास्मृत्य ज्ञानमपोहनं च वेदेश्च सर्वैरहं वीर्यो वेदान्तकृद्वेदवेरेव चहम् द्वायमा पुरुषो लोके क्षारक्षरेव च सर्वभूतानि कृतक्षरोच्यते उत्तमा पुरुषस्त्वन्या परमात्मेत्तिदाश्रित यो लोकचामविश्य विभात अव ईश्वरः यस्मच्चरमतितोऽहम् अक्षरत् अपि चोरत्मा अतोऽस्मि लोके वेदे च प्रहिता पुरुषोत्तम यो मामेव समुदो जनति पुरुषोत्तम sa sarva vid bhajate mam sarva bhavena bharata iti guyatamam sashtram idam utva mayanaga etat bhutva bhudiman shat krita kritashta bharata. Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supana Sastra Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Sastra Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Purushottama Yoga Panchadash Jayaha. Hare Krishna. So this is chapter 15, entitled Purushottama Yoga. Chapter 15 is in four sections. And those sections can be known as an acronym. H-O-M-E. So verses 1 through 6, Krishna discusses the letter H, home or hotel. He says, whether this world is a home or hotel, what is the answer? No. Now, when you go to a hotel, do you repaint the walls? Do you put your nail your picture on the wall? You put new tile on the floor. Why not? It's not yours, and you have to leave. So Krishna makes the same point about this world. It is not your world, and it is also not your home. It's not where you belong. And you can't stay here, so quit trying. We try very hard. We get all kinds of insurance plans to make sure that... But Yamaraj doesn't care for our insurance plans. He says, eviction. You're out. So he says, it's not your home. Your home is that place that there's no need for sunlight or moonlight or even fire electricity. Yare dityagatam techo. Or he says, not yare dityagatam techo. He says, namana maharita sangvajare. Natad basayate suryo, nashashanko napavaka. Yet katva, and once you go there, having gone there, yat gatva, nani vartante, you do not return here. Tadama paramama, that is my abode, Krishna is saying. Because you might go to Brahmalok, but you cannot stay there. You have to take birth again. You might go to Indralok, but you cannot stay there. You might go to Swargalok, but you cannot stay there. You might think, oh, Brahmalok, so nice. People live millions of years. No, seemingly only Harsha. But Krishna says in Gita, Harsha Shoka, there's material world means a Brahmana Bhuvana Loka, from the highest planet of Brahma down to Patal. Every place has distress. So don't invest there. Then he says, Mama Amsha, Maiv Amsha. What is Amsha? Amsha means part. My Amsha, my part, are called the Jivas, the souls. Mayevam sho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. They're sanatana amsha. They're always my parts. Not that they become Bhagavan. No. They're always jiva, atma, not a paramatma. And they're karshati, struggling in this world with the six senses, which includes the mind. Shrotram chakshus. Sparshanam, charasanam, grahanam, evacha, adishtai manashchayan, vishayan, upasevate. So they are saying, vishayan, what can I enjoy? What can be for me? This way everyone is struggling because What is the first point? We don't own it, as you said. Very good. So, Utkramandam, he's giving up the body. Sitamvapi, Bunjanam, he is living in another body and enjoying. Vimura Nanupashanti, but the fool, they cannot see how the soul is existing in the body. He's giving up the body and accepting another body. Bunjanam Vaganandvitan Vimura Nanupashanti, Pashanti, Jnana Chakshusha. But that person who has knowledge, he can see. So Harsha is very small. He doesn't know that a battery is needed for that clock to operate. But all of you do. Because of your maturity. You don't need to see the battery. You just need to see the symptoms. Wasn't it? Electrical activity. So similarly, yatanto yoginashchayanam pashatma atvashatam. Those who are endeavoring in spiritual life, they can see the soul. Yatanto kritatmano, but those who are not, they cannot see even if they try. So that section is over and over and on again, reincarnation. We're giving up one body, shariram yaravapnoti, yachapyutkramatishraha, grihitaitani samyati. We're like the air is carrying aroma. What flavor does the air smell like? What is the flavor of air? No flavor? It is neutral. But air goes over the roses, how does it smell? How does it smell when it goes over Staten Island? You know Staten Island? Yeah, that's where they put all the garbage in New York. So the air, it was sometimes very bad. So air is neutral, but according to the what is associated, so soul is pure. But is a sangha with different gunas, tamagun, rajagun, is taking different aroma, different nature, covering. So, what is the next letter? M. Yeah, we did. Oh, it was over. We just did reincarnation. So, M means that Krishna is maintainer. How is he maintaining you? Body, mind, and soul. And he explains. He says, Yaraditya Gatam Tejo, that light of the sun, that of the moon, know that comes from me. Now, can you have food without sunlight? No, you need the sun. Gama vishyata bhutani, I enter into the planets and I maintain all beings. I cause dharaha mahamojasha, gravity. Without the influence of gravity, everything would be crazy. Then he says, samabhutva rasatmaka, by the moon I cause the vegetables to have nice flavor. Do you know even Western science acknowledges this? The influence of the moon on the growth of vegetables. Krishna is talking about this in Bhagavad Gita. And finally, the Western scientists are catching up. Slowly they catch up. So, without moonlight, sunlight, you can't have food. But even without something, you can't enjoy the food. That is, aham vaishnavanaro, digestion. You could have a nice feast, but no digestion you cannot enjoy. Actually, once there was one man, a politician. He was so unhealthy that some enemy fed him poison, but he did not die because he didn't digest the poison. He had poor digestion, so nothing was taken. Then, so that is body. Sarvascha chaham vidhi shanivishta mata smriti jnanam opohanam cha. I'm in everyone's heart. And from me comes remembrance, smriti, jnanam, knowledge, opohanam, forgetfulness. So not only maintainer of body, maintainer of mind. Vedeshta sarveraham bhavidya vedantakrit vedavit evachaham. By all the Vedas, I am to be known. Vedantakrit, I am the author, compiler of the Vedas, Vyas. Vedavit. I am the knower of the Vedas as well. So he is not only mind, body, but self, soul. He's maintainer of soul because he's giving us the essence of the Vedas, spiritual life. He is the essence of all Vedas. So then, what's the last letter? E. So Krishna says, two types of souls in existence. Dvayma purusho loki sharaksharev chaksharasarva bhutani kutaksharuchite, liberated in condition. Utama purushashtanya paramatmiti dharita yolokachaya visha vibhata avi ishvaraha. But so who are the two types of beings? The liberated and the conditioned. So what's a sign of conditioning? What is your name?
Naveen.
Are you Indian? That is a sign of conditioning. We think we're the body, isn't it? Now, what kind of car do you drive?
Hyundai.
Are you a Hyundai? See, he knows he's not the Hyundai. But we still think we're the body. But the body is also just a vehicle. But we think, yes, this is me. This body is me. How many bodies have you had? Billions. You've had so many lives. And in this life, how many bodies have you had?
One.
No. Are these cells here? These same cells were there when you were born? No. Every 7 years, everything is replaced. How old are you?
33.
So how many times have you changed your body? At least 4 times you've completely changed your body. This is not the mommy. Your mom didn't give birth to this body. So he says two types, the conditioned and liberated. Liberated live in the spiritual world, conditioned live in the material world. But then he says there's another type of being, the Purushottama, God himself. He is different. He is even different from the liberated. He enters all the planets, Vibhata Abhi Ishvara. He is that controller who maintains all being. Therefore, Yasma Charamati Toham, because Krishna is beyond both the liberated condition, he is celebrated in the world and in the Vedas. Prahita Purushottama, as that Supreme Person. And one who knows this, Yao Mameva Samudo Janati, who knows Janati is Samuda without doubt. Sasarvavid, he has all the wit. Sasarvavit, wit. He knows everything. Sarvavavena Bharata, and he engages fully in my seva in all respects. Iti Guya Gupta, this is a great secret of all the Vedas. This is actually the secret right here, Bhakti Yoga. Iti Guyatamam Sashram Idam Mukpa Mayanaka. And understanding this, you can understand this, Arjuna, because you are anaga, without sin. Etat bhutpa buddhiman shatkrita kritascha bharata. And understanding this, you will become intelligent, supremely intelligent, and all your endeavors will know perfection. So that is the blessing for Harshil, that he can come to this understanding and become fully wise. And all of his endeavors will know perfection. Hari Om Tat Sat. Thanks a lot. Hare Krishna.